The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Adam Gilchrist joins us. The most fascinating spy story in the world continues to give us some new links. Novichok, we've got another suspect.
Well, I suppose it's just a bit more detail, isn't it, on this particular guy. Not that anyone in officialdom is necessarily confirming this, you understand, but we knew that this, well, one of the two suspects accused of the Salisbury Novichok poisoning is Colonel Anatoly Chapiga, and it turns out that he had been a special forces soldier with the Russians for some time, an operative in Ukraine and Chechnya, and that he had been personally decorated by Vladimir Putin. So, again, with a finger pointing at this guy, that goes right to the top. And indeed, the UK Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has said if Russia continues to use chemical weapons like this on foreign soils, then they will pay a high price. Well, you kind of hope that, but, of course, you know, saying it and making it happen are two different things, aren't they?
They are indeed. Why the heck come you've got a whale in the Thames?
Yeah, that's the question. How did it get there? Why did it get there? But, yeah, there is Benny, the beluga, in the River Thames. I suppose technically Thames estuary, so it's not quite, you know, he's not swimming around Tower Bridge, but he's just there, out there, on the way into London. A beluga whale that is, frankly, 2,000 miles off course, pretty much. And in fact, there's been no record anywhere of a beluga whale making it this far south, certainly not into UK waters. And it's swimming about flat bang in the middle of a very busy shipping lane. So on the one hand, it's a sort of a new tourist attraction and all the media crews are out photographing it. On the other hand, they're also saying, please, tourists, stay away. Stop photographing it. Conservationists are watching this beluga and wondering how he ended up there. And he seems to be fine. They say he's swimming strongly and feeding normally. But he spent 3 days in the River Thames. He might just be settling in these parts.
Yeah, he might be there for good. Good on you, Adam. I'll talk to you on Monday. Adam Gilchrist there in the UK.